This morning, Papua New Guinea will see its first sitting of the 10th Parliament fresh off the elections. But there has been a change, a distinctive absenteeism of women representatives in Parliament. For the third time in the country's history, women don't have a spot in Parliament. The United Nations has looked into it.
Where parliaments have real representation from all members of society, that leads to better decision making and it leads to better outcomes. And that's why it's such an important moment in our country's history to be able to sort out how we're going to move forward on this issue of having no representation of women in the current parliament.
The UN's resident coordinator, Roy Trivedi, says the United Nations will continue to support women going into politics. According to the UN, it's the first time this has happened in 25 years and the third time in the country's history.
Because if we grasp this moment properly, the nation as a whole, we can ensure that the fact that there, despite the fact that there are no women represented in Parliament, that women's voices will continue to be heard in Parliament and that we have a way forward, a sensible way forward to ensure that the 50% plus of our population, their voices are continued to be heard by our parliament leaders in Parliament.
Papua New Guinea's elections weren't without challenges, and from the eyes of a woman leader, they were much more difficult. 167 women contested. That is a record high in itself, but the truth of running is far from easy.
We faced intimidation. There was violence against women. And we also encountered electoral fraud that made the platform unfair and uneven for us women candidates to participate in.
Kesi Sawang was a candidate in the RICOS open electorate of the Medang province. She came close to winning. She and other women leaders are now calling on the PNG government to make a series of independent inquiries into the elections.
That we want the government to commission an independent review of the 2017 national elections in order to identify gaps and areas for improvement in supporting women candidates and voters to participate fairly, freely, and safely.
In the last 5 years, there has been a lot of women advocacy groups fighting for the rights of women to have a voice in Parliament. Papua New Guinea is tormented with bad records of violence against women and gender inequality.
When the last of our women was eliminated in the race, I cried. I was emotional, and I know the rest of the women in Papua New Guinea, and I also know the rest of the men and boys in Papua New Guinea. You may cry, because in the next 5 years, by Nogat Mary, Lord Parliament.
The co-founder of women advocacy group, Women Arise PNG, Ashmi Sinapa, was close to tears when she described the challenges women face in PNG. The answer to the problem is far from simple. Executive Dean of the School of Humanities and Social Science at the University of Papua New Guinea, Professor Betty Lovai, said, there is no one solution. It has to start from the top down.
The mindset of our cultural mindset is still very, very strong in this country. And we will not change it in the next 5 years. So we need to come up with strategies that will work over time to change the mindset of Papua New Guineans, to see women as good as men. They can be leaders in their own
For
right.
For now, the chamber of the 10th PNG Parliament is without the voice of a woman. But the work is certainly underway to ensure this doesn't happen again.